To Meriwether Lewis, Esquire, Captain of the 1st Regiment of the Infantry of the United States of America. The object of your mission is to explore the Missouri River and such principal stream of it as, by its course in communication with the waters of the Pacific Ocean, may offer the most direct and practicable water communication across this continent for the purposes of commerce. Beginning at the mouth of the Missouri, you will take observations of latitude and longitude at all remarkable points on the river, especially at the mouths of rivers, at rapids, at islands, and other places and objects distinguished by such natural marks and characters of a durable kind as that they may with certainty be recognized hereafter. The commerce, which may be carried on by the people inhabiting the line you will pursue, renders a knowledge of those people important. You will therefore endeavor to make yourself acquainted, as far as the diligent pursuit of your journey shall admit, with the names of the nations and their numbers, the extent and limits of their possessions, their relations with the other tribes of nations, their language, traditions, monuments, their ordinary occupations in agriculture, fishing, hunting, war, arts, and the implements for these, their food, clothing, and domestic accommodations, the diseases prevalent among them, and the remedies they use, moral and physical circumstances which distinguish them from the tribes we know, peculiarities in their laws, customs, and dispositions, and articles of commerce they may need or furnish, and to what extent. And considering the interest which every nation has in extending and strengthening the authority of reason and justice among the people around them, it will be useful to acquire what knowledge you can of the state of morality, religion, and information among them, as it may better enable those who endeavor to civilize and instruct them to adapt their measure to the existing notions and practices of those on whom they are to operate. In all your intercourse with the natives, treat them in the most friendly and conciliatory manner which their own conduct will admit. Allay all jealousies as to the object of your journey, satisfy them of its innocence, make them acquainted with the position, extent, character, peaceable and commercial dispositions of the United States, of our wish to be neighborly, friendly, and useful to them, and of our dispositions to a commercial intercourse with them. Confer with them on the points most convenient as mutual emporiums, and the articles of most desirable interchange for them and us. If a few of their influential chiefs within practical distance wish to visit us, arrange such a visit with them, and